This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Officials at Fort Hood are telling CNN they have an active shooter on base.
Was he on any sort of medications?
Yes.
Robert Scott Bell.
Every 19 minutes in this country, someone dies of a prescription drug overdose. I couldn't find one documented case of someone dying of a marijuana overdose.
This ultimately is about death.
Robert Scott Bell.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
It's shocking.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
This hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, intrepid reporter, investigative analysis, Jeffrey Jackson is going to get us through, as you heard last hour, about the hocus-pocus vaccine. Our buddy Chris Barr, not a doc, had coined that phrase years ago when they came out with this. And it is hocus-pocus, but it's very dangerous. It's not like kids playing hocus-pocus, right? This is serious pharmakia, right? Sorcery. Sorcery over the minds of men and women, affecting children, and now expanding it to adults who are falling prey to the scams of the pharmaceutical industrial complex in conjunction with that triumvirate. Once again, Chris had mentioned, you know, big pharma, big media, big government. All three running roughshod over your power to heal, convincing you you have no power to heal. It's not yours. And if you do claim it, oh boy, they'll come and get you. They'll say you are not approved for use as safe or effective as a drug, according to the Fear and Death Administration, because you have the power to heal. It's only a matter of time. We've joked about the sun, right? The sun providing vitamin D or this complex, fat-soluble hormone. And, if you package the sun and say it can do all these wonderful things, including preventing cancer, they'll somehow send a NASA spaceship to the sun. Unmanned, of course, because we can't travel interstellar due to the cosmic radiation. But they'll send it up there going, hey, cease and desist, you sun. You can't do that. That's an unapproved use for sunlight. You're now a drug unapproved. Again, there are absurdities piled upon absurdities. I'm just glad and grateful to be able to point these things out. And I know that not everybody's ready to hear them. I mean, we're a small, tiny, I'll call it a small fry in the media. New media. We've been new media for a long time. I've been doing radio since 1999, at least once a week since then. And in Groundhog Day 2011, went 6 days a week since then. Currently now, my broadcast syndicator for the last, 7 or 8 years at least, GCN, Genesis Communications Network. You can find them, GenesisGCNLive.com. If you ever miss a show, it's available there real quickly. You know, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, SoundCloud, UK Health Radio. Hello to our friends in Great Britain. You're also falling prey to the scams of the HPV shot. We'll get into that this hour. And, of course, when we can, YouTube. Because Super Don was heading out to the beach, we couldn't YouTube our Friday show. We might have to do that in retrospect, but the archived places, it's a great show. First hour gave you some great information you won't hear anywhere else. At second hour, we had an encore with Brian Hooker, PhD, our good friend. So what are we going to do this hour? As I mentioned, the HPV issue. How about, you know, more of the discussion when we opened the show last hour with Chris? The idea that there is no such thing as a drug deficiency disease is lost on the vast majority of the American people. How do I know this? Well, find out who is on a pharmaceutical drug, an FDA-approved pharmaceutical, in your neighborhood or in your own home. And then your question has been answered. The vast, vast majority of people are on not just one medication, but maybe, well, I don't know how many, multiple, two or more. That's called polypharmacy, and it's done without testing. They never tested for approval any of these drugs with these other drugs. And it's an absolute mess. Now, our farmers can be the saving grace here, although Ultimately, I would encourage you, as my dearly departed Liam Sheff said, become your own farmer. Become your own gardener. Not when you have to, because by then it's too late, but by growing your own food. We walked into a bounty harvest here when we moved here, and it's just been a blessing, but it's more than we could eat, so we want to give it and share our bounty. Now, the reason it was a bounty, because of hard work of someone who was here working the land before I even got here. And that's the work that's not seen and not known. I mean, yesterday, harvesting, all in one day, because the big freeze is on tonight. We were like, oh, we got to save this. We don't want anything to go to waste, right? And so I feel like, you know, if you don't harvest every day, so these muscles now, you're pulling grapes, doing all this stuff. And it's a good kind of soreness, right? When you've had a great workout, you're like, yeah, I feel really good, right? Out in the garden, it is your best medicine among many natural medicines that are not approved by the Fear and Death Administration, right? If you label gardening as the cure for cancer, organic gardening, oh my gosh, they will shut down your organic garden. I'm telling you, it's a crazy world. It's a crazy country. Remember, was it Yakov Smirnoff? America, what a country, right? Where's the freedom? Now, the farmers that we talk about, the organic farmers in particular, they hopefully they never abandon it. But if you've come lately to organic farming, welcome. They're talking about trying to corrupt farming from a governmental, media, and medical level, if you will, through gene editing, the CRISPR technology. We've talked to Jeffrey Smith about this. You know, it's like a new version of genetic engineering. It's not the same. So it should be allowed for organic farming and gardening. And it was interesting the way they opened this article on fizz.org. And it's linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, so check it out. This speaker is trying to argue, hey, yeah, we should do CRISPR gene editing. It's not the same. It's okay for organic. And a man got up from his seat, a farmer apparently, and unplugged the whatever it was he was using to speak. He was like, you know what? We don't even need to go there. It's not happening. And, you know, the genetic engineering, this is man playing God. This is not the same as over generations selecting, carefully selecting plants for certain features and allowing the time that it takes for these changes to transpire and manifest. That's different than this shortcut technology. And man, when he tries to shortcut nature, he creates unintended consequences. Or in the case of the globalist elites who want to reduce population or at least reduce the thinking of the population so that they can be easily manipulated and controlled, then, you know, that technology is a wonderful thing for them. Not for you, not for me. But I am not under the delusion that I can transform everybody's mind. I'm not attempting to do so. I'm only speaking for those or to those who are ready to hear this message to let you know you're not alone. I woke up to this years ago when I was 24. And once I embraced it and began living it, I never looked back in terms of, oh my gosh, I wish I had never started eating organic, right? Some people think, well, it's just a thing I can do, a phase I'm going through, and then you'll get over it. How do you get over eating food that sustains your life and switch back to food that degrades from your life? That contributes to symptoms of what? The profits of the pharmaceutical industrial complex, the church of pharmaceutical mysticism. Is this how you want to live your life? Then last hour, the last segment, we talked about the fact that your taxpayer funds, which they say you have to volunteer to do, to give, are being used against you all the time in the process of investigating new drugs for which there are no deficiencies of those synthetic drug molecules that have never existed before anywhere in the history of humanity. You look at this and go, yeah, that's kind of crazy, isn't it? Robert, yeah, I agree it's kind of crazy. But I participated in that crazy. Maybe you have too, and maybe you've come to your senses, and that's why you're here listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. So we can talk about this, and we can go, hey, we're not the weird ones. The people still doing drugs are a little off somewhere. Now, this is not a critique in sense of a judgment, like, oh, you're judging them. Like, no, I'm talking about my own history here. You don't know what you don't know. But at the same time, ignorance is no excuse because your body cells know. Like, for instance, all right, I went to a farm-to-table eatery, claimed to be very clean, 110, I think it was called, in Warsaw, Indiana. And it was really good quality for the most part. But the next day, I had a headache. And I'm drinking enough water, although I don't have my Echo water. Maybe it was a little bit of dehydration, too. But I could feel. My body didn't lie. The cells didn't lie. Then I get to Dallas, and I found this other place. I forget the name. It's like a market, natural market, organic restaurant. I ate there, had a Buddha bowl, and it was amazing. Had some sweet potato soup. It was amazing. And the next day I woke up, the morning, I slept so well. I woke up, no headache. I had energy. Like, that food didn't lie. And until you get to that point where the food is your teacher, right? It's always your teacher. It's attempting to be. The question is, are you paying attention to the language your cells are speaking? In symptoms, headache, fatigue, nausea, whatever it is, from mild to severe. It's all trying to do you a solid, as they say. Do you benefit? But if you were in the drug culture like I grew up in, the symptoms are annoying to you. You're like, what the heck is this? Doctor, take this away. And your doctor, if he or she is your doctor, duly licensed to kill, potentially, through the drugs that they give, is happy to say, here's a script for, what is your symptom? All right, we mentioned Tylenol, for instance. You don't even have a script for that. You have a headache. Oh, people take Tylenol. Well, number one reason, people check into the ER with acute liver failure. And that's okay. But if you tell somebody that they could take selenium to reverse that, milk thistle, dandelion, which I have every day in my tea, that's the stuff that's the crazy stuff. That's the aberrant. That's the alternative. As Chris Barr said last hour, you know, the alternative is modern medicine. They're the alternative to healing because they're not healing. Outside of interventions, trauma, right? They put you, sew you back together, Humpty Dumpty, that kind of stuff's good. But even then, they'll try and get you with a vaccine while you're in there. Hey, can we give you a pertussis, diphtheria? And, oh, what we really want to get you is a tetanus shot, but it all comes together, right? These are the kinds of things. And they ask if you're in the hospital. You've been hit by a car. Did you have your flu shot? Dude, I'm dying here. You're worried about a flu shot that doesn't work? This is the insanity of going and relying on medically dog-reed, not health professionals, pharmaceutical professionals, and they aren't even the pharmaceutical professionals. The pharmacists know that stuff better than the doctors. Talk to the pharmacists about the drugs. Hopefully they've woken up to realize how dangerous they are, even though they're profiting from them. Genetic engineering, whether it's through CRISPR technology, no thank you. That doesn't mean I'm against technology. It doesn't mean I'm against advancement in science. It means that there has to be consciousness. There has to be spirituality, however you define it, in order to balance that reality that, as man, I am not God. I'm a part of all of that. And we co-create. But scientists, mostly atheist scientists, but doctors too, play God all of the time. By intoxicating and poisoning the people or altering the food via genetic engineering technology, whether it's called CRISPR or not. And then they want you to get hocus-pocus vaccines, Gardasil, Cervarix. We're going to talk about that scam with Jeffrey Jackson when we come back from this break. You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Go to robertscottbell.com.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Scott Bell Show. All right, cranking it up for health, freedom, and healing liberty here on the air 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. Any portion thereof that you can join me, I'm grateful. Please share the message of this health freedom, because without it, good luck getting the things you need to be well, much less knowing or hearing about them. And there's a lot of suppression of information, forceful and violent from the government, and even the deranged lunatic leftist in California who want to force vaccines on your children if you want to send them to any school, public or private. Only a matter of time before they target homeschoolers as well. Now, it wasn't enough to target the kids for HPV shots. FDA last week expanded this new Gardasil 9 to people 25 to 49, I believe, despite the fact that there's no evidence in reality that it causes cervical cancer. Joining us now to go deeper into that, he's written articles about it. He presented over there at Highwire with Del Bigtree, our friend, our good buddy, Jeffrey Jackson. Welcome, Jeffrey.
How are you, Robert?
All right. Put it all in perspective now. You've been digging deep on this one. Where's the legitimacy of the HPV vaccine shots?
Well, there are some facts that support the HPV vaccine shot. Unfortunately, it's not for what the FDA just green-lighted it for. And some of those facts, I was actually at the ACIP meeting, that the Advisory Commission on Immunization Practices, and this is where the pharmaceutical manufacturers and the working group CDC has, they put forth the evidence for these recommendations that the FDA just made. And Merck's head, I believe he was head scientist there, he gave a presentation and he said, because Gardasil, the original Gardasil, is very similar to Gardasil 9, we actually used the original Gardasil in this information to push Gardasil 9. So that was kind of a big red flag for me. And they, of course, they cherry-picked the studies. They only showed the studies that showed good outcomes, and you know how that goes. They didn't mention aluminum. They didn't mention the safety of aluminum. They didn't mention the growing body of aluminum. And why is that important, your viewers may ask? Gardasil has one of the most aggressive aluminum adjuvants on the market. It's a proprietary blend from Merck that researchers cannot get their hands on. So now we have an FDA-recommended, CDC-recommended, and probably soon-to-be-mandated vaccine with ingredients that researchers cannot research in it. So this is kind of a strange juxtaposition for the consumer or the unwilling consumer, because there's stuff that's being injected in them that the manufacturer says, hey, it's okay, trust us. But independent scientists who are spending their entire life, like Chris Exley out of the UK or Christopher Shaw out of Canada, their whole life studying aluminum, are finding that aluminum is not as inert as they said it was. So they're trying to get their hands on these adjuvants in HPV vaccine, and they just can't get them. So there's a problem there. The other problem is the original studies that were given to the FDA and the CDC so they could mandate these vaccines, so they could approve them, pre-licensure approval, they didn't have placebos. And we've talked about this on the show a lot, but it bears repeating. They used aluminum adjuvants as their placebos or other vaccines as their placebos. So to put that in perspective, it wasn't an inert substance as studies are supposed to show. They use things that have their own risk profiles. So that's a big issue because that completely skews the results to figure out if something is safe or not.
Correct, correct. And, of course, that gave them the opportunity to say, look, see, no different than placebo. And so it should be marketed and should be allowed to be marketed. And, of course, the whole starting point that the human papillomavirus is the cause of cervical cancer, completely bunk made up, no validity to the claim. Yet if you link it to something like genital warts, you could go, okay, maybe, but do you want to risk death, neurological degradation? Do you want to risk infertility? Guillain-Barré, neurological deficit, all of these things because of even genital warts. I mean, they're not giving the information that needs to be given here.
Yeah, and also in these studies, there's something called new medical conditions, and these studies that were done in the HPV, they chose the best of the best, the healthiest girls around, and these and one of the studies, almost 50% of the girls reported new medical conditions after the vaccine. So now we're bringing it out into the wild, you know, us into the reality. And they're giving it to people with compromised immune systems who aren't healthy, who've already been exposed to the HPV vaccine, which science shows us that this shot does nothing. It actually is harmful if you give it to people that have already been exposed to the HPV, certain strains of the HPV vaccine.
Yeah.
Recently in an interview, Dr. Hsing-Hung Lee out of Japan, he's been looking at
that. Stand by on that interview. We got to go to break, Jeffrey. We're going to come back, talk about Hsing-Hung Lee. We've had him on the program as well. And not only the HPV vaccine, but what was that one conversation that just occurred in Atlanta? Did anybody show up for the pro-vaccine crowd to discuss it? We'll get to it after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
The investigation into what happened to Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi continues in the U.S., Saudi Arabia, and Turkey. Senator Marco Rubio tells NBC's Meet the Press, just because the Saudis are allies doesn't mean punishment wouldn't be necessary if found responsible for his death.
This is clearly someone that they were unhappy and uncomfortable with. What I do think is shocking is if, in fact, he was lured into a diplomatic facility, murdered, his body chopped up, and that they sent a group of people down there to carry this out. That would be an outrage. It would be an atrocity, and there would be a swift response.
Denying any involvement in the journalist's disappearance, Saudi Arabia rejects any threats of economic sanctions or political pressure. The Saudi stock market has plunged nearly 7%. In an interview with CBS News' Jeff Glor, President Trump weighs in on his potential 2020 election opponents, saying Joe Biden would be a dream opponent. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed, or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare Exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, talking with Jeffrey Jackson. You can find his website linked up in the show notes at jeffreyjackson.com or right at robertscottbell.com. Appreciate his investigative journalism, and he's digging it deep and reporting it live here with us as well as other venues out there, including Del Bigtree's Highwire. And, Jeffrey, we're talking about one conversation. I don't know. We don't necessarily have to leave the HPV discussion behind because there's a lot of nuance to it, what you've revealed and what we've talked about. But I am fascinated about a conversation. I've talked to folks behind the scenes about wanting to do an event like that, saying, hey, can't we just invite the people who are perhaps genuinely, if that could be the case, pro-vaccine for an intellectual discussion or debate without screaming and yelling and going ad hominem And apparently, and I kind of predicted, it's not possible because those people have marching orders never to discuss anything that would question or invalidate any of their dogma. And it is a cult-like belief in supernatural or sorcery forces that would magically transform out of thin air or out of a thin needle antibodies that would protect these kids from life or adults from life for things that even antibodies naturally acquired don't do.
Yes. And for people listening that might be watching mainstream, first of all, mainstream media, shame on you, but they see what are called bumper sticker slogans. They see the word anti-vax, or they see vaccines are safe and effective, 1 in 1 million injury. Okay, well, great. But let's have a debate about this, because there are people with some genuine questions and they want some facts that they've found explained, or maybe they can be refuted. So that's what this one conversation was in Atlanta. They had invited a handful of people who had questions about vaccines, who had some facts that showed that the science was not settled. And by no means are these people, by one broad brushstroke, anti-vaxxers or anti-science. These are people with legitimate questions. Then the other side, there are people that are working within the system, the medical system, and researchers who do believe in vaccination, which is fine. So this was all set up over a month ago, and within 48 hours, all the people who believed in vaccinations who were going to debate their side, they canceled. And they all canceled for different reasons. Some people said they had to put food on the table for their children, meaning they'll probably lose their job if they go to this. Other people called this debate disgusting. And, it ranged all over the place. One person belongs to the American Academy of Pediatrics, and he received a email from the AAP, said that he's not media trained and he can't do this. But, they didn't put anybody in their place. So the debate turned into a presentation, and on one side were six people. There's a couple waves of people that presented, but one side were six people on the stage, in the middle was a moderator. The other side were six empty chairs with the word cancel on them. And they talked, they debated three points. Were vaccines safe? Are vaccines effective? And how do we change the current vaccine paradigm? Basically, how do we make them safer? So it's kind of just a one-stop shop for anybody that wants to go see this. It's on YouTube under One Conversation, Atlanta, and it's a one-stop shop for all these questions that people have about it. And there's facts that can't be refuted. There's the settled science, like I was saying on the break. It's not even unsettled. It's simply not there in a lot of cases. My colleague, Paul Bigtree, he was presenting, and he made the point in 2011, the Institute of Medicine looked at a list of 155 conditions that have been reported after vaccination. It includes autism, chronic inflammation, Guillain-Barré, some pretty nasty stuff. And the Institute of Medicine looked through all the scientific literature they can find. And this Institute of Medicine group that did this, we're no slouches. I mean, these are really educated people, kind of luminaries in their own fields. And they found that 134 of these conditions after vaccination, the scientific literature was inadequate to either to accept or reject that they happened. So simply the science hadn't been done.
Yeah.
So, I mean, a lot of these people in this one conversation, a lot of the presenters that were once debaters, but since the other side didn't show up, they were simply putting together the government's own numbers, the scientists' own science, the regulatory agencies' own leaflets, the vaccine manufacturers' vaccine information leaflets in each vaccine vial. This is a really interesting debate. I think everyone should go take a look at it and, take a couple of days, look through it. It's some fascinating stuff, and you won't come out the same if you apply common sense.
Jeffrey, if we, all of this, which is fantastic that it's out there, I'm glad it's happening, but it wouldn't even be necessary. Had we gone back to the beginning and challenged the assumption that is not based on sound science, that has not been validated, that the HPV, the human papilloma virus, has not been caught in the act of causing any cancer. That is, if anything, maybe something that was exposed to 20, 30 years before a manifestation of cervical cancer. But when they find it via polymerase chain reaction, I want to relate this for folks that don't know. Carrie Mullis got the Nobel Prize for developing this technology. He himself says it's not an adequate technology to determine an infectious agent or the cause of anything, because you have to take fragments of unknown genetic material and amplify it hundreds of millions and billions of times, I'm not exaggerating for effect, to find out that maybe once it was there years ago. That is not in any way, shape, or form enough to say that's the cause. Not even in a contributing, maybe a theoretical pot, but not even close to showing a viable pathway of how it's impacting at all 20 or 30 years down the road. So we would have stopped right there and said, you know what? What's the point of making an HPV vaccine? We haven't found it that it caused anything, but maybe it's more closely associated, as I mentioned earlier, with genital warts. And who's digging into that going, hey, let's stop all this nonsense about comparing whether we need it or is there a better vaccine? Do we need one to begin with?
That's right. And what we were saying before the break, Dr. Hsing-Han Lee, you said you'd had on this show, he's been looking at pap smears for over 40 years. He's the one of the people that testified in Japan shortly before they took away their recommendation, the government took away the recommendation for the HPV in that country because it was hurting the girls because of the serious adverse reactions. This is his quote in an interview recently. He said, if any woman should develop cervical cancer in the United States under regular gynecological care, it's a potential malpractice suit. So that should give you an idea from somebody that has a deep history with HPV vaccine and also HPV virus, that this is not an epidemic issue that we should be vaccinating basically eventually children almost birth through 49 years old to adults.
Yeah, and to your point, the whole big picture, that it's such a jumbled mess now that we even have to be having this discussion or debate, pays no attention to, again, what you just said, translated, if I can, even into simpler language, that if you're under gynecological care and they do annual tests, pap tests, they will find something so far before it becomes a big issue that they will allopathically do whatever they do, cut it out, burn it out, whatever. We would argue, or I would argue, to utilize silver hydrosol intravaginally because the ions of silver will neutralize the human papillomavirus and or cancer cells that no longer have any oxygen defense potential. So they have no defense. Of course, we would increase selenium levels. There are other things we would do here, but that's not part of the discussion because that's not profitable for the pharmaceutical church. Once again, we have a cult-like devotion out there in government, in big media, obviously in big pharma, that is the church, that doesn't, or it does preclude discussion like this. As you mentioned, at the one conversation, nobody from the pro-vaccine fanatic side even bothered to show up.
Christopher Shaw showed up. He's a neuroscientist from Canada, and I would urge everyone to look at his work. They are finding that along with other international researchers, finding injected aluminum travels through the body. It's not excreted. It goes to the brain where it wreaks havoc there, along with other parts of the body. And there are a lot of micrograms of aluminum in the CDC's vaccine schedule, and that's added up. J.B. Hanley goes into that HPV vaccine on trial, the new book, which is sold out at Amazon only after a week of being released, goes into that as well. And this is a big issue. And Shaw is getting pushback along with all the rest of the people doing aluminum research right now showing these issues over the last decade. Funding is getting cut. They're getting threats not to continue their research. And he's saying this on live on interviews. So this is not behind the scenes knowledge. So the conversation appears to be, let's just ignore this aluminum thing. Let's ignore these researchers while at the same time putting pressure on the research journals not to publish them, cut their funding at the universities. But we need to get this information out. And there's the bottom line, it can be summed up really well. Dr. Stanley Plotkin, he is one of the luminaries in vaccination, creator of vaccines in the 60s. He said, when the science isn't there, I assume safety. So that sentence, I think, could be the bumper sticker slogan for the for the people that question vaccines. Is what we're seeing is an entire industry, an entire medical complex, regulatory agency that is assuming safety when the science is not there. And I say, are you going to allow them to assume safety when your kids are on the chopping block? Are you going to allow them to assume safety with your health? Or are you going to do your own research and take things into your own hands while you still can right now and make your choice whether to get vaccinated or not? It's up to you. I'm not telling anybody to not get vaccines or get vaccines, but look at the research, make your own decisions. That's what I did, and that's what a lot of people are encouraging other people to do, because some of the research is very concerning.
Yes, it is. Jeffrey, find out, you know, who controls the vertical, who controls the horizontal, as I talked about outer limits last hour. And the only way to do that, or let's say the easiest way to do that, is find out who you can't criticize. Find out where the funding is going and where the funding is being removed. Right? They point out aluminum's problematic. Aluminum, problematic. It's related to vaccines. Bigger problem. We will shut down your funding. We will, used to be our golden child, or aluminum child, whatever. We are not going to fund you anymore. Like in Chris Shaw's case, you'll find it out. Peter Duesberg found it out after he went public with his science and revelations, what he revealed in the peer-reviewed literature about HIV. The scam that it was the cause of AIDS. It is not. And suddenly the golden child that could never be refused for any, you know, scientific grant proposal was now shut down. So who can't you criticize? Find out. You got a big, big insight as to what's going on out there. Jeffrey, real quick, what are you working on now? We should see in about an hour or so from when the show is over.
I'm writing up kind of a synopsis of the one conversation that happened in Atlanta. I'm writing up what that means moving forward, the fact that no one showed up to debate. Apparently, you know, as they claim they have robust science on their side and rich history, but it's just not there. So that'll be my article. Share that around freely. It's all free information.
We'll look forward to seeing it. I'll check it out. JeffreyJackson.com. Linked up in the show notes at RobertScottBell.com. All right. Controversy is not over. When we come back from this break, I got to talk about exorcism in the Catholic Church and who one bishop is trying to target. Perspective is definitely in order. Health, healing, and more coming up after this.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsvreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsvreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, y'all, we're wrapping it up today as we kick off our broadcast week in style. I want to thank Not a Doc, Chris Barr, for being sensational as always and being grounded, of course, in the reality that food is your medicine, and what that food is includes supplements that are food. Also, Jeffrey Jackson bringing it with his intrepid reporting skills, digging deep. And bringing it back out for everybody to have a better perspective on what's going on, particularly on the HPV issue, as Chris called the hocus pocus vaccine. So where do we go? Finale for today. It gets controversial, but first, before we get to that controversy, I want to say thanks to the folks at CV Sciences for supporting this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty. Plus CBDOil.com, PLUSCBDOil.com. They do amazing qualitative analysis, so you know what you're going to get each and every time. And we utilize that here. If you go to pluscbdoil.com, if you can't find it at a local health food store, you can go direct and you can enter the code RSB15. RSB15 will get you 15% off. They have great topical ointments as well. Also, I want to shout out to my friends at Better Way Health in Atlanta. Speaking of Atlanta and the One Conversation, Beta 1 3D Glucan, simple, safe substance that modulates your immune system, not hyperstimulates, modulates it. One of those things you can do through the cold and flu season as well. And you can go to betterwayhealth.com/radio and get plugged in at a great deal, at a great deal. There's more to do than that, of course, but we gotta stop somewhere, I guess. And we'll be back for 5 additional shows this week, although we've got some travel on the schedule as I head to Florida for the International Holistic Integrative Iridology Conference. And once again, it's not only iridology. You can be a doctor, not a doctor, doesn't matter. You can come join us. I'm looking forward to seeing y'all. It's going to be a great 3-day event, and we'll have a good time. So what is the controversy I've been, right now I'd be going, Super Don, you know I'm delaying, right? I'm just like trying not to do this, because it's too controversial, right? You talk religion and people get mad. I'm like, not me. For me, and Super D is like that spirituality. You know, where do you get your, where spirit flow for you? And if it flows well in a church, synagogue, or mosque, more power to you. That's not a point of criticism here. But we have right now, obviously, controversies in the Catholic Church. And this is not a church right now that has a lot of legs to stand on when it criticizes other belief systems. Especially, you know, what might be, genuinely problematic from a spiritual sense, because there are issues. There's a lot of distractions out there to keep you off of the straight and narrow, so to speak. But there's a bishop apparently in the Catholic Church that is wanting to set up an exorcism ministry. An exorcism ministry. Now, the idea is to cast out evil spirits. There's a lot in reality and creation that, you know, a lot of people don't acknowledge as being true or real, in fact. And there's truth to that. There's good, there's evil. I agree. But what is this bishop targeting? The bishop is going after the evils, as he says it, of Reiki. Reiki. Hands-on healing, which you can find reference to in the Bible. Laying on of hands. And Reiki is a form out of Asia, of Japan, I believe, particularly, that is unique in that culture and history and lineage of spiritual, whatever, or not, however people perceive it, to do the laying on of the hands. And he calls it demonic. He says we need to work on exorcising the demons of those Reiki masters or the people doing Reiki. And I'm thinking, you know, get your own house in order first. Before you start telling me that people giving Reiki are doing demonic deeds. And granted, there are people that take the healing power that has been granted to them by that which created us all and may force it upon people. Right? The idea of, I've said this many times over the years, a little old lady standing on the street corner, you grab her by the arm and take her across the street. She beats you with her umbrella the whole way across the street. You're like, what is it wrong with you, lady? I'm trying to help you cross the street. She goes, I didn't want to go across the street. And so you violated the law of non-interference. You forced her to do something she wasn't wanting or ready to do. Or you knew better. Oh, did you? Do you? Did God give us free will to believe what we wanted, to act on those beliefs? As long as you're violating no one else's right to life, liberty, or property, okay, we could get along. But no, we can't do that because this guy in the Catholic Church says Reiki is evil. How about pedophilia? How about the abuse of children in the Catholic Church? Let's check with the church lady. Could it be?
Could it be?
I think that would be more accurate, is what we're seeing in that church right now. Again, you may have beliefs in the theology and the dogma. That's not what I'm talking about right now. I'm talking about the behavior of those within it. I think there's a lot more demonic going on than it is with people doing so-called Reiki or other hands-on healing. I don't know. You have a different opinion, let me know. We'll go there tomorrow on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Right? That's what we do. We tackle them all. Healing on all levels. Why would we do that? Why would I do that? You know why. Because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.